cutting through an overload of information to get to the heart of the story. This is The Point.
This year marks the 40th anniversary of financial cooperation between China and Germany on development. 300 projects all over China, with some 10 billion euros of investment from Germany, were jointly implemented over the years. What has these relationships achieved? As German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting China, how can the two sides build on the trust gained and strengthen their cooperation to address new challenges facing the world today? Welcome to a special edition of The Point with me, Liu Xin, coming to you from Beijing. We are going to show you the China-Germany Dialogue Forum on Financial Cooperation held at the Diaoyutai State Guesthouse behind me. The forum is jointly hosted by the Ministry of Finance of the People's Republic of China and the German Federal Ministry of Economic Cooperation and Development, and implemented by KfW Development Bank. I, together with my co-moderator Alexander Carriers, were pleased to have been joined by Professor Stefan Klimbill, head of the research program of inter and transnational cooperation at the German Institute of Development and Sustainability, Professor Zhu Ming, vice chairman of China Center for International Economic Exchanges, Professor Jochen Kluver, director of evaluation of KfW Development Bank, and Mr. Chen Bing, vice president of the Export-Import Bank of China.
Making room for all opinions and seeing events from more than one side. This is The Point.
May I have the honor to start with Professor Zhu? Because you were talking about the global economic situation, especially the forecast for 2024, which is higher but still not satisfactory. So what is your assessment of the prospects for economic recovery? And against this backdrop, how can China and Germany strengthen coordination and communication in terms of financial cooperation and development?
I think the global economy is still in a sort of, I call the middle sort of, not very strong recovery, 3%. When I work for the International Monetary Fund, I realize anytime when we have the crisis, the after crisis growth always lower than before crisis periods, because the crisis damaged the productivity of the economy. So for example, in 2001 to 2007, global average growth was 3.6%. Right after 2008 financial crisis, it's dropped to 3.1. So it's a half percentage GDP growth drop for the whole world. Now this is a big drop. So after 2020, we expect to see the growth rates probably will remain around 2.8 to 3% for a long period, for 3-4 years. So it is not very strong. I think we understand the global economic trends on downsize. So I think this is a challenge for both, for China, for Germany, and for the whole world as well. But being the two largest economies, both have the responsibility to working hard to support a strong global economic growth. I think this is very important. So the policy coordination and the macro stabilities reduce the financial risks, and all those things, I think both sides can work together and boost more investments in infrastructure, particularly in technologies, and improve the capital flow between the two countries and technology transfer between two countries and the people exchange between two countries. I think those are very important things to support the future growth and the productivity as well. We're both facing challenges for lower productivity. So improve the productivity is really the key challenge for both economies, and working together, share the experience, and also will be very important way to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jin. I just would like to pick up this argument, Professor Zhu Ming. Economic development and growth has been a key feature on the development of the economic cooperation portfolio between China and Germany. Professor Klingbeil, I have a question. Is if you look back at 40 years of this kind of cooperation, how did that affect the kind of portfolio, the size, the nature, the design of projects that were implemented?
Yeah, I think looking back at those four decades of China-Germany's financial cooperation, in a way it's a perfect mirror or reflection on shifts on global development paradigms in many ways. I think at the very beginning, looking at what kind of projects were supported at that time, that was very much about economic growth. Nothing wrong about economic growth, but we all learned this kind of lesson that we have limitations of the planet. This kind of economic growth approach was expanded to a more sustainable approach where energy efficiency was playing a much more important role. The question about wastewater treatment, etc., etc. And I think what we saw over those four decades is also that this development paradigm shifted to going beyond the national development efforts in terms of sustainability and protecting the environment, but also to deal with global public goods. So we all know that we all have a responsibility to bring down emissions, to slow down climate change. So in this regard, I think this is probably the latest phase how China and Germany were working in this area. Let me just add one or two other aspects I find quite interesting, also an illustration for the global development discourse. First of all, I think we all know that development cooperation, it might be South-South cooperation, it might be development cooperation by Germany or other OECD countries, always depend on what partner countries are doing. And especially looking at China, this is a perfect illustration. So financial cooperation, I think it's great to see that financial cooperation was able to facilitate, to support, but it depends mainly on the partner countries. And the second point, and it was already highlighted several times, financial cooperation is crucial in many regards, investments, infrastructure, but this kind of combination to combine it with knowledge interaction, knowledge sharing. I mean, what we are doing here as a series of conferences, etc., is exactly about this.
Absolutely. It's very interesting. Me personally, this is the first time I touch on this subject and I've learned so much as well. And it's touching. It's touching as well, right? It touches. It's a human story. But so far, we have heard very much the German side of the story. For instance, the role of the KfW. We have the representative of the China Exim Bank. And so as an important participant also in China-Germany financial cooperation over the past 40 years, what has been your role? And could you share with us some of the successful cases and experience that you can draw upon the 40 years?
In terms of economic and financial structure, there are many similarities and commonalities between China and Germany. In the economic field, both sides place great emphasis on the real economy, with the manufacturing sector accounting for over 20% in both countries. The role of exports in promoting economic growth is manifest. In the financial sector, the banking industries are dominant. Additionally, the public financial sector has made many fruitful attempts to facilitate the transformation and upgrading of small and medium-sized enterprises in the two countries. From a comparative study perspective, there is a strong sense of order in the financial systems of both countries, meaning various types of financial institutions, including commercial banks, policy banks, and local banks, play a role in different fields and at different levels. The Export-Import Bank of China, China Exim Bank, and KfW Development Bank are both witnesses and participants in China-Germany financial cooperation. Since 1995, just the second year after the establishment of China Exim Bank, it has been entrusted by China's Ministry of Finance to on-lend German government loans, promotional loans, as well as energy efficiency and renewable energy loans. Up to now, there have been approximately over 190 such loan transactions, totaling close to 6 billion euros. The funds are mainly used for public sectors such as environmental protection, healthcare, and education. One representative project is the Hengshui Lake Wetland Conservation and Management Project, which is a very important example of China-Germany cooperation in biodiversity and sustainable natural resource management. We have introduced advanced governance concepts, further enriched local biodiversity, effectively improved the local ecological environment,
and practice the concept advocated by President Xi Jinping that lucid waters and lush mountains are invaluable assets. Furthermore, we have had extensive collaboration with KfW in areas including ship finance and the third-party market cooperation. Reflecting on the cooperation between the two sides over the past 30 years or so, I believe there are three aspects worth summarizing in terms of experience. One is the commitment to core responsibilities. Both sides have devoted themselves to making the promotion of international economic cooperation the starting point of their collaboration. Second is the financial support for the real economy. We have learned from the valuable experience of the German side and made the manufacturing industry a key focus of our work. As of now, the outstanding balance of China Exim Bank's loans to the manufacturing industry has reached nearly 2 trillion yuan, accounting for over 40% of the bank's total domestic loans. Furthermore, we emphasize the provision of long-term and stable sources of funding for people's livelihoods and environmental protection. Over 80% of China Exim Bank's medium and long-term loans to the manufacturing industry are allocated for this purpose. In the future, we also hope to carry out broader cooperation with German financial institutions such as KfW to make more fruitful attempts for the economic cooperation between the two countries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, you just outlined also different types of projects developed over the past 40 years. I have one question to Professor Kluwe, and given your background as the person in charge for project evaluation at KfW. If you look back at four decades of cooperation, what kind of effects and impacts these projects had? We heard in the opening speech a little bit something like nudging effects that even small-scale projects can have on larger developments. Is there anything that you would like to share and highlight, also describing a little bit the change over time?
No, I think the thing I want to highlight is that the across sectors, what we see is the model of cooperation, no? Well, both mutual respect and integrated approaches is something that we see very strongly. If we look overall at the evaluation results of these 40 years of cooperation, China-Germany, the results are extraordinarily successful. So we have success ratings on all our projects worldwide, and the projects with China are four times more likely to be in the excellent category than any other country. So that's very notable. The key drivers when we look into that, what's behind that, are both on the side of the impact of the project and their sustainability. So it's both the scope that they are able to attain and the way when we evaluate, we come 2, 3, 4 years after the completion of the project, we see is the infrastructure still running, does it achieve the objectives it had, and we see that is overall the case. So we have a very strong partner who's able to implement this. And it has to do, in my perspective, it's an integrated approach. We have top-level commitment, but we have solutions tailor-made to the local context. And I think that is definitely key in the successes that we've seen here.
Thank you.
What can that success, I mean, that leads me to think about it, because just now, Professor Kluwe, you also talked about making evaluation, make it replicable so that more regions and then more countries in the world can also use these experience and apply into their developmental programs. I would like to direct the next question to Professor Zhu Ming here, actually, to get your insight, and Mr. Kluwe, you can react later. How can China-Germany cooperation in development field over the past 40 years be emulated or promoted so that the global cause in sustainable development can also benefit? Where do you think can some synergy, some experience can be drawn there?
This is a very good question. I would like to quote and support my panelists here. I think you mentioned in terms of project designing two fundamental principles. Number one, in line with China's economic development. You see, it's very interesting. The whole project started in 1987 with the manufacturing, because China started from manufacturing, right? But then moved to subway in Shanghai, moved to railway electrified in Harbin to Dalian, you know, moved to infrastructure, moved to urban, then moved to sustainability, right? Water, sewages. You can see this is just in line with China development. But you also mentioned the second very important dimensions, also in line was global development frontier. I think this is very important. If you're looking for all those things, really the lighthouse in China's, you know, economies, because it's a lot of firsts. The first subway in Shanghai in China, right? The first railway electrified, which is 900 kilometers, which is quite long, I mean. The first means you have to be in line a frontier of a global development. I think those are two principles. So we're looking forward. China grow dramatically. China no longer the 40 years ago. But we still have to shooting target our cooperation into the global frontier and China's frontier in terms of economic development. I think that's the principle my panelists mentioned very well. I just want to support those issues. In that sense, carbon neutrality, green become the key area. Yeah, I'm happy to come back, but I should stop here. Yeah.
Just pick up on this and hand over to Professor Klingebeil. How is financial cooperation going to look like in the future when it comes using the capacities and benefiting from the experience of this kind of cooperation over past decades in order to promote global sustainable development when it comes to things like green technology development, green innovation, green manufacturing? The kind of menu was presented already. But where do we need to go?
Yeah, let me start by reminding us that we had this SDG midterm summit in September last year, and we know that the Sustainable Development Goals are off track. I mean, you are talking about the global responsibility. So global sustainable development is off track. We know it. And there is something like a common responsibility, Germany, China, other countries. But just looking at what China can do, we all understand that what China is doing is a significant contributor in many developing countries. So what China is doing is really affecting Pakistan, is affecting countries in Africa, etc. And I think in this regard, we all need to understand China's development initiatives, Belt and Road Initiative, Global Development Initiative, and others. And this is really affecting national priorities in partner countries, but it's also affecting the global discourse in many regards. And I think one aspect, and I think this is really important, also looking at the implementation of the SDGs, is that infrastructure investment is important. It was neglected in development cooperation for quite a while, and in a way, Belt and Road is showing us how important this is, and this gap needs to be filled.
Absolutely, and Chinese financial institutions is a very important actor in there, not just in collaboration with international financial institutions, but also while China is embarking on, for instance, Belt and Road Initiative, and domestically we also have a very important transition. So what kind of a role or what kind of thinking is China Export Import Bank is undertaking to strengthen financial cooperation with international financial corporations, including the German ones? And what good experiences do you think has come out of this so that you can, that together with international financial corporations, we can apply or help other countries to also achieve sustainable development goals?
面对当前的世界经济增长的复苏,
as the global economy gradually recovers, I believe that financial institutions should step up cooperation to provide impetus for its growth. There are three aspects where we can make joint efforts. Firstly, there should be broader cooperation among various entities. Through existing collaboration, we can promote further cooperation among multilateral and bilateral financial institutions, thereby encouraging the participation of private and social capital to address the financing gap. Secondly, environmental protection has been a challenge facing humanity, for which the space is boundless for our cooperation in green finance. In addition to our cooperation with KfW in the past, there has been extensive financial cooperation in areas like ESG with many German financial institutions such as Deutsche Bank, Commerzbank, and others in Asian, African, and Middle Eastern markets. Going forward, we hope to expand cooperation in green innovation, low carbon development, energy transitions, etc.
第三个是更多元化的
Thirdly, there should be more diversified financial products. In addition to credit, there are other financial products such as bonds and equity investment that can serve as breakthrough points for collaboration. As to the bond market, we provide guarantee through the CGIF Guarantee Fund for private enterprises in ASEAN countries to raise fund locally through bond issuance, effectively reducing their financing costs. In the field of equity investment, we participated in setting up the Mandarin Capital Partners in 2007, which is dedicated to strengthening cooperation between China and Italy in manufacturing and healthcare sectors, and in the subsequent China-Japan Energy Conservation and Environmental Protection Investment Fund, CGEP, capital project.
包括债券投资等方式
China Exim Bank will learn from the experience of developed Western markets and cooperate with other financial institutions in various areas, including credit and bond investment, with focus on technology, finance, digital finance, inclusive finance, and pension finance. In addition to providing financing support, China Exim Bank attaches great importance to knowledge exchange, experience sharing, and capacity building. We have hosted the senior executive training program for the bank's major cooperative partners 4 times, promoting cooperation through practical exchanges. Furthermore, we successfully held specialized training sessions on sustainable development and green finance under cooperation platforms such as the Asian Exim Banks Forum, AEBF. In the future, we look forward to strengthening our cooperation with German financial institutions in financing for development and experience sharing, so as to jointly promote global sustainable development. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Professor Kluwer, to conclude this panel discussion, I just would like to go back to one aspect that you have mentioned, that part of the success of projects under this partnership over the 4 decades is that we had a lot of projects that were tailor-made and they were sustainable. Just picking up on the aspect of sustainability, how do you ensure projects are sustainable?
We build it up from single innovations to build a broader picture across the activities that we have in the portfolio. We try to build in the sustainability by looking at evaluation results 2, 3, 4 years after projects are completed, to really have an understanding of whether the thing we collaborated on still exists, is it still running. And the extraordinary examples we've seen in the collaboration between China and Germany reflects on that, the fortitude of a partner, the dedication of a partner contributes to that. And then, as we look at this in each single instance, across sectors, but also in the green sector, to see what are the factors that make sure that things still exist and are maybe even transformed to something larger, we can contribute the knowledge from the past experiences, looking at the long-term results that are then fed into the design of future projects.
May I take this opportunity and ask one question? Just a couple of days ago, there was a piece of video that went viral on the Chinese social media, which is head of the Bavaria region in Germany, visiting China, and it was marveling at how the Chinese transportation system has developed so fast. And so I'm really wondering, given China's advancements, with the help of its international partners over the past 4 decades, as China has moved ahead even to the leading position in many technologies, such as green technology, new energy cars, what will be the road ahead for financial cooperation between China and Germany? This is an open question. Whoever would like to pick that question, I would very much appreciate.
I think this is a tough question. The real things, I think the consensus, if you're looking for in terms of green transformation, carbon neutrality issues, we roughly have 30% of technology we have today already. We have sort of research on the 30%, we know where to get them. But another 40%, we have no idea what will be the future technology. I think that's the sort of a global consensus for the future technology. I think that's the base for us to looking forward. So that means, yes, China moves very fast and on the value chain, you know, EV, battery, solar, but future is still unknown. And the Germans still have the advantage on the battery, on the storage, on the smart grid. It's become all clear when we all moving into the green frontier, it's better for two countries working together rather than you go one by one. And also, as you just mentioned, we need working together to bring the new technology experience and also capture to the developing world as well through the third-party platform. So I think that yes, China moved quite dramatically in the 40 years, but there's still a long way to go. Germany also moving way ahead.
All right.
So there's a huge room to work together.
Yeah. Mr. Kluwer.
If I may just briefly add, no, I think in a mutual partnership, balance is key. So especially knowledge transfer is something that goes both ways, and it was emphasized throughout the day, working together towards global goals is key to this partnership as well.
Thank you.
Just briefly to draw on what you were saying, I think this kind of, we need to have a better dialogue on norms and standards of financial cooperation or in a broader sense, development cooperation. I think this is very often needed. We know that we have not really many global fora to discuss it. China just joined a bit more than 1 year ago the Global Partnership for Effective Development Cooperation, which is to some extent a global partnership, but this kind of global dialogue on norms and on standards, how Germany is doing those things, how China is doing it, I think is very much needed, also very much in line with the three-year action plan Germany and China signed last year.
Thank you so much. I took the liberty. I hope this was helpful, certainly very helpful to me. So once again, a warm round of applause to our panelists, Professor Kleinbill, Professor Zhu, Professor Kluwer, and Mr. Chen. Thank you.
Thank you.